It's Thursday, the 25th of April, 2013. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is the enhanced audio version of my geekmummy.com blog. Today's blog post is entitled Future Recording Star. Now, if you're a long-term reader of my blog or listener to my audio booze, you'll know that I love audio as a way of communicating. As well as this enhanced audio feed for my blog, I've also got my personal audio blog at audioboo.fm/r2uk, and I work in a very audio manner, if that's an expression. I don't read books in the traditional way. I listen to audiobooks. I love podcasts. I love listening to other people's audio boos, and I've been absolutely delighted to find the Sound Gecko app recently as a way of converting written blog posts into audio posts. My commute time is my time for audio. I just load my phone up with a load of content and listen on my way to and from work. But until recently, I had no idea that my little girl might have aspirations to be a radio star. You might also have noticed I'm a little bit of an app fanatic. I love trying and testing new apps. And most of the apps that I play with are kids' apps. So I've actually got my iTunes account and the family iPad set up so that when I download any app to my iPad, it also goes onto the kids' iPads as well. So this does mean that every now and again I have to grab the kids' iPads and do a bit of mopping up and clear off some of the stuff I don't want them to have access to, like Candy Crush Saga. But on the whole, it's a system that works really well, and it means they're quite used to spotting new things appearing on their iPads and having a play with them. A week or so ago, I downloaded a new podcasting app that I wanted to try, and I didn't get around to removing it from the Geek Daughter's iPad before I went to bed. When I got up the following morning, I was amazed to discover that not only had she spotted the new app, she'd also figured out what it was for, and she'd been spending some happy time before I got up recording her own little podcasts. First of all, she'd had a try of recording a cover version of one of her favourite songs from The Lion King, which we recently saw on stage, so I'd just like to share that with you now.
La 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 la, the lions live tonight. La 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 la, the lions live tonight. A wimba woo, 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 a wimba woo.
I just love the way she does that a wimba woo bit. It's brilliant. It cracks me up every time. So that was her first attempt. Her first in reaction when given an audio recording app was to sing to it. But the next thing hit me even more, because what she then went on to do was to sing a song where she lists out everybody that she loves, and it's just the cutest listening. I'm not going to play all of it because it goes on for about 2 minutes, so I'll let you listen to the start of it to get the gist of it, and then I'll carry on talking over the top of it while it plays. But this is just gorgeous, and I'm really sorry about the background buzz on this one. I've no idea how she did it, and it detracts a little bit, but it's still just such a cute recording. I can't resist sharing it with you.
This is who I love. I love all of the people. I love everyone. This is who I love best. Just listen to me when I say my best friends. Here I go now, James, James and George, James and George, Rebecca and Lizzie, my grandma, my granny, everyone, Jamie and Sam, my mum, my dad, my little brother.
Now, I appreciate she's had a bit of a head start in this, in that she's used the Audioboo app to record herself before, but I'm still really impressed that she managed to spot the new app, figure out what it was for, and record herself whilst I was still asleep in bed. She's definitely a recording star in the making, and I love it. The Geek Daughter's recordings were produced using the Mobile Podcaster app, which is at mobilepodcaster.com. It's simple enough for a 5-year-old to use.
Listen to my family.